Good morning and welcome to the second day of Christmas. Yesterday was Christmas Day and today is the second day of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, standing in front of our Christmas tree this morning. If you've already begun to think about taking down your Christmas tree, I strongly encourage you to consider leaving it up until Epiphany. So when these 12 days of Christmas are over, as a reminder that we celebrate the birth of Jesus, not just on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but at the very least for these 12 days, if not all the days of our lives. My house, I think we're gonna shoot for the 6th, which is Epiphany Day, but we'll see how that goes. But it's good to be with you on this, the second day of Christmas, and we continue to use this devotion, Come Emmanuel, as the basis for these daily videos. Our reading yesterday concluded in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and we continue reading in verse 22 this morning, Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall come and conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her because she had borne a son, until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus, just as he had been instructed to do by the angel of the Lord yesterday. Everything that happened yesterday took place to fulfill what the prophet said, that a virgin would conceive a child by the Holy Spirit, and that she would have a son, and that Joseph, her husband, would name that son Jesus, or Emmanuel. Our reading today says that he would name him Emmanuel. Yesterday, Joseph was told to name him Jesus. And then at the end of our reading, it says he did name him Jesus. It seems like Joseph did what he was supposed to do. But in the middle of our reading, if you add the 2 days together, it said his name would be Emmanuel. God is with us. So who's this Emmanuel character? Well, the truth of the matter is that both names, Emmanuel and Jesus, are faithful and true of who Jesus is. You see, Jesus, as the Son of God, is God. And so the name Emmanuel describes who Jesus is. God is here, or God is with us. So that's true of Jesus. So it's appropriate to use that title of Jesus, or that name or description, Emmanuel. And Jesus, literally, the name means he saves, or God saves. And Jesus is God, so that's true of him as well. And we know that his friends call him Jesus, so we'll go with that. But Emmanuel also is an accurate description of who Jesus is. So on this first day after Christmas, the second day of the season of Christmas, we remember that Jesus came to fulfill what the prophets foretold. All those things that are written in the Old Testament about the promised Messiah who would come and finally deliver God's people from their captivity into the freedom of a new life. They didn't understand that the captivity they were being released from was their captivity to sin and death. They didn't understand that the freedom that they were being promised was the freedom of their new life in Jesus Christ. But in fact, that's what Jesus came to do. He came as a long-awaited Messiah who would and did deliver God's people from our captivity to sin and death. And Jesus came as one of us, and yet fully God. He came as human and God both, in a way that science or our worldly understanding could never imagine or explain. But that's okay. Because God isn't bound by our understanding of science or what is possible. You see, we use science to try to explain things and then hopefully try to control them. And God is well beyond our control, well beyond our understanding. Science helps us understand some of the things that happen in the world, but it will never be sufficient to allow us to understand the mind of God and the depth of God's love for each and every one of us. For God is with us in the person of Jesus, and God remains with us by the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling among us and within each and every one of us. Come, Emmanuel, come. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 3 of the 12 days of Christmas.